time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now, strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. I'm irritated.
It's Friday the 13th, Sam.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
That's true, May 13th.
Yeah, it is Friday the 13th.
Wow. We have gremlins in the equipment here, folks, this morning, but I think we're okay now. I don't know. I'm going crazy. Can you hear it in the headphones?
Yeah, we'll just...
Kind of going crazy
we'll
there?
We'll go forward.
Yeah, okay. What the hell?
Everybody wants to listen to us.
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's half-assed, right?
Even if it's half-assed and we're annoyed. Do you believe in Friday the 13th stuff?
No, I don't. Are you hearing noise now in the headphones?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, man. I'm going to lose it.
Well,
all right, we'll try without moving.
We'll go as long as we can. And then you guys will have to not listen to us.
Well, welcome to the show, guys. There's some, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I'm like hearing the sound going back and forth.
Somebody comes
both sides
in at night.
Yeah.
And they mess with the equipment just to piss us off.
I know. And now there's like noises. Do you hear the noises in the headphones? Yeah.
Yeah. I know, nobody knows what's going on. Yeah. Guys out there, we're actually hearing like just static in our headphones. So, but the show must go on. Right?
Yeah, but I'm sure they're hearing it too. That's the irritating things. Guys, you have to understand. Well, welcome to the show anyway. You have to understand that, you know, you come here in the morning and I don't know what the hell happens here at night. But, you know, you come in here and the things don't work.
Well, we have so many shows here too.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, we check it at night before we go home. So it's like, what the hell's the problem? There's cleaning people here, and but I don't think they touch anything. I really don't.
They don't touch any of this.
No, they don't touch any of that, you know. So I don't know what their problem is, you know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Well, we should put a camera in the room.
Yeah?
See.
Oh, yeah, we do have cameras.
Okay, we should look at them.
But they don't do anything.
Oh,
trust
or not.
Me. Yeah.
Okay. Just a thought. Maybe we can catch the culprit.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
It's hard for me to focus on the fucking show when the sound goes from one ear to the other back and forth, you know?
All right, I'll try to keep you focused.
You will, huh?
I will try.
Yeah.
But
you don't know me. I'm like so sensitive to these things, you know?
No, I know.
And that's why our sound on the station sounds so good, because I care about these things,
You're a perfectionist.
Know? Yeah. And now it's like giving me shit, and I'm going to break something here before.
You sound like my
dad. Stephanie's like, I've never seen him pissed before.
You sound like my dad.
Yeah. You've never seen me pissed before, believe me.
No,
you don't want
to. Well, my dad also had a big temper. I have a temper too, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. My dad goes from zero to fuck you in about 2 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
And you see, it doesn't happen to me with people, though. It's only with things, specifically computers.
Really?
And technical stuff. That makes me nuts.
Crazy?
Because
really?
With people, you can reason, you know? You can talk to them. You can beat them up. You can do whatever.
That's a good way.
The equipment, there's nothing you can do. You can break it. It's still not going to work.
Yeah, and that I wouldn't advise that.
No.
That's expensive in the end. Just saying.
You don't know how much I've destroyed in my life being angry.
I kicked a wall in my house. Actually, I think every one of the kids in my family have punched and or kicked a wall in our house.
Really?
We've been so angry.
Really?
And usually my brothers, when they have punched a wall, I think there's like a couple holes in the wall in my parents' house still, but it's because they've been arguing with my dad about basketball.
Uh-huh.
And they get so angry and they just go and punch the wall. I remember one time I was mad at my mom and I kicked the wall in like the hallway going upstairs, and she was so pissed.
Really?
She was so pissed because it was like where everybody walks by and it's this huge hole that I just kicked because I was so angry. I don't even know what I was angry about, but I was angry. Now I have a temper too, so I get it.
Yeah.
I've seen it. Trust me. I've seen my dad go off, so I know.
Yeah, I know. People do, you know. My son still remembers when I threw a computer printer at the wall. one time.
He said sound is better. Okay.
My dad yeah, it is better. Yeah, okay. We can tell now. Yeah.
Thanks, Pops. You threw a computer printer at the wall.
It worked itself out, you know.
There you go.
The sound. Yeah, I had a printer. Uh-huh. And, you know, one of those inkjet printers. And, you know, it was giving me shit, so I threw it against the wall. My son still remembers this. I think it traumatized him. God damn it.
Oh my God! You know, when was this? How old were you?
Or I'd bang on the desk and stuff, you know, being like helpless. I mean, computers can make an old man cry, you know. I mean, a grown man cry. It's just amazing what they can do, you know.
They make me angry as well, angry. But I don't want to throw it because I'm like, great, I have to buy a new one.
No, but I've been a lot mellower over the years. I can't remember the last time I got really mad, you know.
Well, it's you just, know, it happens.
You know, I might just, you know, get angry, shout a little bit, and go into a depression until I can figure out what the hell's going on.
I know. I get really angry, too. I've been dealing with this whole, my unemployment stuff, and I've just been so angry because they're just... Oh my! Anybody that has to deal with unemployment, you just want to blow your brains out.
Yeah.
Like they are just not nice people. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think about if they were in the like if they were in my you know situation or whatever, if they're getting unemployment, like just put yourself in somebody else's shoes for a second and like listen to what they have to say. I'm a reasonable person, but I had a little mini breakdown yesterday because. I can't deal.
Yeah.
And I don't want to yell at them because what is it going to do?
Yeah, it doesn't get you anywhere. It
doesn't get me anywhere.
Just, they don't hear you.
They'll hang up the phone or they'll spit in my food. Well, not them, but waiters. That's why you're never mean to a waiter. Somebody delivers food to you because I'm
Be
scared
nice
they're
going to
spit in your food. Yeah, exactly. No, I mean, I'm not mean to anybody for no reason, but I do have a temper for sure. And I can go off like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah, let's just keep it nice.
We'll keep it
I'm
nice
like,
and peaceful.
I take after my father in that way. My mom is really passive aggressive and very.
Really?
She doesn't really. She holds it in.
Yeah.
And then that drives me crazy.
Like, yeah, I know. I know. Like, show some emotion.
Right?
Know? Yeah.
I know. And I would used to fight with her because she wouldn't. She would just kind of push it away. And I was like, come on, like say something. And she would be like, I'm not saying anything. And I'm like, oh, it was just bad. Like our fights would be really bad. But I was the crazy person.
Yeah.
I was the one screaming at the top of my lungs and saying horrible things. And, you know.
Oh, well.
Whatever. Anyway, the sound worked itself out. So we're all good.
It worked itself out for now. Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
We have an angel watching over us.
And it's Friday the 13th. Look at that.
It is
supposedly
Friday the 13th.
Bad luck.
Yeah.
I don't believe in that stuff either.
You don't?
I did for like a second when I was a kid because I thought it was like, oh, this is cool. Like Friday the 13th. And, it, you know, people would get scared. And, you know, like, I don't know. When you were a kid, did you like listening to scary stories?
Yeah.
Okay.
When
so
I was a kid, yeah.
Right. I mean, I didn't. Scary movies was another thing, but scary stories I could listen to and it would freak me out and I would like that. But I don't want to hear. I'm terrified. But I'd sleep with the light on. Like, I can't handle it. But I don't know. For me, I don't believe in that whole superstition thing anymore. Like the black cat walking across your path and the ladder and all this other bullshit. I just wonder where all this stuff started from.
Yeah. Who knows? Like, you know. Centuries ago.
I know, but I find it so fascinating. Somebody's like,
it is interesting.
It's bad luck if a black cat crosses your path. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe the cat crossed somebody's path and then something bad happened and they were like, oh, so now, you know what I mean? I don't get it. I don't know where people come up with these stories.
I just think, you know, people, you know, back in the days and stuff would look for all kinds of explanations and stuff.
Meaning,
you know,
and everything.
So, yeah. You know.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I do understand that. Well, speaking of, back in the day, well, that was really not a good segue, but I'm just going to go with it. I'm just going to go with it. Just pretend it was a great segue. I am getting hypnotized today, Sam.
Wow.
Yeah, the author, we're going to try to have him on next week of this book that I had given you.
That you gave me that I didn't remember.
That you had
that
no
you had
idea,
given me.
Which was so sweet of you.
Yeah.
Well, I had all this stuff on your birthday, so it was like, it was just kind of an overload, and I just threw everything at you, so I understand.
That's
but,
okay. That's fine.
We're going to try to
I will read the book,
week.
Though, I promise you. It looks pretty interesting.
I'm on page 100. It's a cool story.
Really?
Yeah, I'm already on page 100, and it's a great, interesting, really interesting story. If you like, I mean, I'm into that stuff. But
Do you remember the name of it so we can give it to listeners since we're talking about it? I think I have it here.
Well, do you? Okay. Yeah. It's by Randy Rogers, and it's... a metaphysical investigation, but I don't remember the title of it. But it's he's really, really nice guy and great author, and so we're going to have him in next week.
Yeah. So why are you going to get hypnotized?
So, okay. So he's a hypnotist, and I, you know me, I'm into all that spiritual weird stuff anyway, and I mean, it's not weird, because obviously I enjoy it, but, you know, people think it's weird. You know, he was like, hey, would you be willing to get hypnotized? Like, you know, and then we can talk about it on the show. And I was like, yeah, should we do this on air? And he was like, actually, it would be best not to do it on air for a couple reasons. One, because it takes about 2 hours and our show is 50 minutes. And he said, he goes, well, also people don't want to listen to your whole thing. They'll listen to like bits of it. But he's like, and three, like if somebody's driving and they listen to the countdown, they might conk out. And I was like, okay, we probably shouldn't kill our listeners.
Really?
So
he's confident he can hypnotize people over the air, right? Like people that just listen, you think they would go under?
Yeah, that's what he's done it on the phone to people. He just did, he hypnotized this girl who's got a radio station in Detroit, and he did everything over the air, right?
Really?
And then they just played like parts of it. So next week, we're going to play some of my hypnosis, whatever you say. So if you want to get it done too.
Right, but I mean, he puts you under, and then what? I mean, what's he going to talk to you about?
And then supposedly you go to like your past lives and things of like, okay, so do you have any fears, like phobias?
Yeah, I guess snakes and shit like that.
Okay, so, and you have no idea where that comes from, right?
Well, they look mean. Everybody's got a fear of snakes, I think.
Right. My grandma has a big fear of snakes.
Yeah.
But you don't, I'm just kind of generalizing. Right. But you don't really know where it comes from, right?
Right.
Okay. So, I have a fear of flying, and I don't really know what, you know, why I have this, and I have other fears too. So we're going to go back to my past lives and see where this came up. Cause he believes that everything, all the lives that you've lived, if you believe in reincarnation, all the lives that you lived carry on into every life. So you're living with this past stuff.
Right.
So I'm trying to clear away any blockages and fears I have, and I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I won't be so crazy. But, yeah, I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous, I have to say. Just, I what I'm nervous about is, I hate my dad. He bark like a dog. I hate him. He's such a dork. Anyway, so what I'm nervous about is giving up the control. Like, that's what scares me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah. That's why, you know, but the thing is that I don't know if you really lose control, because I got hypnotized a couple times.
Oh, okay.
And I think you can come out of it on your own. I don't know.
I was
hypnotized, but I remember, I mean, I was aware of what's going on, you know.
It's you were.
Like, you seem like you're like in a, I felt like I was somewhere like just lying there surrounded by whatever.
Okay.
And I was aware of what's going on, but I was like, you know,
yeah,
in a different state of mind, you can tell. I mean,
you can. So you liked the experience?
Yeah, it was relaxing. You know, it was more for like psychological reasons, although I don't think it worked or anything. You know, I'm still as fucked up as I've always been.
I love it.
But yeah, it was a good feeling.
Yeah.
It was a good feeling.
Well, I just want to go in there with like a complete open mind.
Right.
And just the possibility that this could work.
Right.
I don't want to be going in there so skeptical and being like, no, you can't do this.
No, why be skeptical? I mean, you want to do it, you know?
Right. I mean, I do want to do it. Yeah. I'm also a little like, oh, I don't know. I've never done anything like this. But I meditate, and I've had experiences where I've gone out of my body before.
Really?
Yeah. And and it's really amazing. When I remember when I first had it, though, I was having the worst anxiety. Like, I was freaking out because I don't know. I mean, if you really stop and think about it, we all just identify with our physical bodies. So if you have any kind of out-of-body experience, it's really scary because this is like you're just energy. And I know, and I'm not even like the Dalai Lama that can do this like that. You know what I mean? Like they're amazing. But I'm, you know, still just new at this. But I have to say I was having really bad anxiety. I thought I was going to die.
Really?
And I took this meditation class and I told the instructor, I was like, this is where I'm at. Like, I've been meditating for a couple of years now, and I've just recently started having these out-of-body experiences. And I'm like, I am having such anxiety, I think I'm literally going to die. And I'm in my room, I'm in my house by myself with my dogs. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced I'm going to die, nobody's going to find me. Yeah. So I was in my room, and I'm by myself, and I'm like, if I die in here, my dogs are going to eat me. So I'm like freaking out. So I would always just like come back. Whoa. Because I was like, I can't die. Uh-huh. And I told the meditation guy this, and he goes, honestly, this is completely normal. Everybody experiences this. And so I sat in class with a bunch of people and we meditated, and I went to that place again. And I just did it. And the reason why I was comfortable is because there's other people around that if I did die, right, they could take care, like they could take care of my body. They wouldn't eat me. I'm not surrounded by cannibals. But it was really cool. So I got over that initial thing. But it's pretty intense. Like just feeling like your energy and not a body. It's pretty awesome.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, wonderful.
Wait.
Well, we'll see. So he's going to record it, then you're going to bring in clips?
He's going to record it, and then we'll just play like clips of things that are interesting.
That are interesting.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. I can't even talk. that are interesting to people. Because I'm not – there might be stuff that I don't even want to share, to be honest.
Right.
Like, who knows what kind of – I might just freak out and start crying and realize something from my past and just start hitting things.
Don't work yourself up about it. Just go.
No, I know. But I'm excited. So, yeah, we'll have that next week for you. And he's going to come in and, you know, talk about his book and stuff. But I don't know. He wants to hypnotize you, too. But just not. He can't do it on air.
No, on air is boring, you know. I mean, because because it's like, you know, it takes time. People can't see anything, you know, and it's just like you said, it takes a while, you know.
It does, yeah.
And I don't think it's really great for the radio, you know. So we'll just get the highlights.
Exactly. So wish me luck today.
We'll wish you luck. And
Yeah.
And do you trust this guy? I mean, you trust him to...
I do. Actually, the reason why somebody goes... My friend this morning goes... I was having breakfast with my friend AJ, and he goes who owns Argentum Photo Lab, which everybody should check out. Actors, everybody, he's amazing, best photo lab in LA. He goes, what if he molests you when you're under? I'm like, you are such an asshole.
Yeah. He's not gonna... You see, guys think that. I was thinking
the
same thing.
Right, too. But okay, so let me just say, he's a really, really nice guy, Randy, and my friend Michael, who I've actually known since I was 12, we went to school together.
Right.
He lives out here now. Mm-hmm. And he actually lives in like his guest house or something, and he's become really good friends with him. So my friend Michael will be there, and he introduced me to him, and that's how we got the books.
I see. Okay.
So I feel a little bit better. I'm not just going to some random guy that you know, I met on Craigslist or something. It's going to kill me. But no, he's really, really cool. He's in the entertainment business too, and then he tells a story of how he got into this, and it's pretty crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
You should read the book.
Okay, well, yeah, I will. I'll read the book.
Since you love to read.
I do. I do love to read. And you were asking me about Steven Tyler's book.
Yes!
And
How is it?
That one's pretty wild, man. Let me tell you. It's interesting to hear how you wrote some of the songs for Aerosmith. And, you know, it's sort of like now that you watch him on American Idol, it seems like more relevant, you know?
Is he just talking about his life from childhood up until... Or is
just an autobiography, but it's not chronological at all. I mean, he jumps all over the place, you know.
Oh,
it's like,
God.
You can tell his mind is like, you know, it's something else.
Up.
And
too
he's got away with words, too, you know. He's pretty good.
I really like him a lot.
Yeah, he's cool.
I think he's funny.
Yeah.
But clearly cannot write a book. I'm just kidding.
And he just came out with a new music video that they played on American Idol last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I watched it, yeah.
What
did you? Everybody
hated
the results.
I know.
It seems like everybody hated the fact that, what's his name, James Durbin had to go home.
Yeah. No, right. I actually TiVo'd it, and for some reason my TiVo decided to be a dick, and it said that it TiVo'd it, but when I press it to play, then immediately goes to, you're done watching the program. Do you want to delete it? And I'm like, I didn't even watch it.
Wow.
So I had to go online just to see the results, and I am crushed that he got kicked off.
I know. He was probably the best one there.
I agree.
You know?
But I got to say, a little annoying when he did the whole crying thing and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, hey.
They all do that, you know. I mean, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah.
And an emotional kid. But regardless, you know, I mean, that girl, Haley, she totally does not deserve to be there, you know?
Oh, I think she's got a great voice.
Do you?
I do.
I think the other girl is great, but this girl, Haley, I don't know, she's just not... I mean, she has a good voice, but she's not American Idol material. That's what I'm saying, you know?
I think she's got an amazing voice. I think she needs to learn some stage presence, some mm-hmm. like she really needs to take control of her body and just perform,
right.
Like be a performer.
Right.
I feel the same way about Lauren though too.
You see,
Lauren,
but James was like pushing the limits.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with this.
I mean, how many guys do you know can sing that high? You know, I mean, he can probably sing like Steven Tyler songs with no problem.
Right.
You know.
He's like Adam Lambert from last season. Yeah, he won, I think, last season when he was that high too though. He was able to go that high.
Yeah,
he was also gay though.
Yeah,
I'm just
he was
kidding.
Gay,
that
right?
doesn't mean
yeah.
anything. I'm kidding.
No, it does mean their voices
kidding.
Go higher.
I don't know. I was kidding. I'm just it was his singing voice though. Anyway, but no, he I was a little upset because I thought he was the best performer
yeah.
out of any of them.
Yeah.
But Scotty's got that big country following.
Right.
And all the young girls
right.
love Scotty.
Yeah.
So he's gonna. That's why he's still on there.
I see.
And then Lauren, I don't understand why Lauren's on there. She's got a great voice, right. but she's so boring.
Yeah.
Like she.
Well,
just...
she's young, you know. But that's the thing, though, is that I think the fact that she's made it this far shows you that, you know, she's got the look and she's got the sound. You know, she may not be very interesting, but, you know, but she's got the look. You know, she's got that Carrie Underwood type of thing to her. You know.
She looks like a 35-year-old mother.
Yeah, she does.
She does. I mean, not to be mean, she's a cute girl,
right.
but she looks like she's 35. With the amount, like her hair and her makeup and
I
like.
Know.
She's
that's
just
what
a
they
bigger...
do to them, man.
Oh, Lee DeWise won. Thanks,
and she's
Pops.
She's only 16.
She's only 16. I
yeah.
know. I think that she needs some more time to like find herself.
Right.
Really blossom as an artist. And
yeah.
and because I just feel like she doesn't know who she is.
Yeah.
I mean, this is my opinion. I'm not right by any means, but this is my opinion. So, and of course, you care enough to hear my opinion.
So you don't think she's going to win?
I don't think so. I think Haley's going to win.
Mm.
To be honest,
really?
I think Haley's going to win.
Really?
Yeah. yeah. Because you also have the vote of like, they have been so tough on her.
Mm-hmm.
People
yeah.
feel sorry for her.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but all that act of crying or being emotional and shit, you know, it's like, you know.
Suck it up.
Yeah.
You're in the music business.
Exactly.
Learn
you know?
To deal with it. But no, James was crying for a different reason. James was crying because he was so overcome with emotion and he was so like,
right.
you know what I mean? Like, 30,
right.
sorry. He was so like, you know, feeling it, which I understand, but it came off a little cocky. I can understand why people are like a little off put by him, you know.
Yeah.
But I still love him. I think he'll have a huge career.
I think so. Yeah. Let's see. We have a phone call. Maybe
Woo-hoo!
Someone wants to chime in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Sam.
Yes.
It's Tony Rival.
Tony Rival. How are you?
Good.
Pops, what's
hey.
Up?
Yeah. You're distracting your daughter completely with all the text messages. So
no, I'm not going to do it anymore.
It's better that you call in. Yeah.
Lee DeWise won it.
Mm. Right. From Mount Prospect. From
right.
last year.
And here's my take on American Idol.
Okay.
Change the format.
To what?
Each of the, when you get to a certain number, you do a mini concert.
Uh-huh.
For
okay.
instance, they do four or five songs, three or four songs in a row.
Right.
Then you know if they're going to make it because there are some of those contestants that you know if you sat through an hour and a half concert with them, you wouldn't make it.
Yeah.
Because they're
That's
not that
true.
Good.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
why I think Scotty, that guy,
what?
He's and Randy said it last night. He said, you're going to be a superstar because he's going to be in country music.
Yeah.
It's all set up for him. They have writers. They have everything. That's a factory in Nashville.
Right.
And they
yeah.
will take him, and he will be Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Okay, but don't you think... Oh, go ahead. Are you not done?
No, go ahead.
Okay, but I that is actually not a bad idea, honestly. But don't you think that... I was talking to Sam about this like a couple weeks ago, actually. We were talking about it. And I feel like with American Idol, they just throw all these songs when, like, speaking of Scotty, he's a country singer.
Right.
Don't you think that he should just sing country songs and improve every week?
They've let him do it, basically. Everything has a little bit of a country twang
that he's
his
done,
music.
Yeah.
When what's his name? Simon Cowell was the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He hated country music.
Right.
And the whole theme of that show, and that's where I think they made a mistake. Because if you go back to Kelly Clarkson, she was famous because she was number one.
Right.
Every other American Idol since her, with the exception of Carrie Underwood, has been a flop.
Right.
For actually, the ones that lose do better. Daughtry.
Right.
Yeah, I agree with that. Clay Aiken.
And Jennifer Hudson, right?
Jennifer Hudson.
Lost, yeah.
They
right.
are more famous than the idols. Yeah. Lead the Weiss, you don't even hear about the guy anymore.
I know.
Right.
Right. I know. What are they doing? What is he doing?
They don't. One guy that Taylor Hicks is on Broadway or something.
Oh, is he? I love
some
Taylor
show Hicks. Or something like that. Yeah. And then I think that Fantasia is doing the same thing. But the fact is, look. Take the best singer, the best performer, and also, I think, and that's the public voting now, but the thing is, take people who can write songs.
Right.
You got people remember it was just singers before, and then the last few seasons they let them bring in instruments.
Wait, you think that they should write songs now?
What I'm saying is, you look for performers and songwriters. You don't look for people who just can sing. How many people do you know just sing and don't perform their own music?
A lot.
I think there's quite a few.
Well, it's not the 1960s. Sinatra and Dean Martin and those, they never wrote their music.
Right.
Yeah.
It's different now. You're right. But you know, I think the fact that they let this guy go who, forget about the Tourette's and all that, but the guy is really, he pushes himself. He can sing like many people cannot.
Right.
You know, like the way Scotty sings, he sings nice, but a lot of people can sing that. It's not a stretch for him, you know.
It's his voice.
Yeah, it's his voice, exactly.
He's got a very, and that's the other thing. The ones that make it are the ones who have a very distinctive voice.
Right.
A perfect example, Steven Tyler.
Right.
You know it's him when he sings.
Right.
Van Morrison. Yeah. You know it when he sings.
Van the man.
These other ones. Like Jordan Sparks was singing last night.
Oh, did you see that? No. Why? What happened?
She has a new hit. So they had her sing. I turned to my wife and I said, is that Britney Spears singing? And she doesn't even sing at her concerts, Britney Spears, but that's a whole different conversation.
She's a performer, Pops.
Yeah.
What?
She's a performer.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to sing.
But the point I'm making is no one could say that's Jordan Sparks. You have to be told.
Right.
Well,
because
it's
the
not
real,
a distinct voice, right? I know what
you're
saying.
The ones that have staying power, Steffi, are the ones that you can distinguish from everybody else.
I agree with you. Don't call me Steffi on air.
We're going to argue now.
Now we're going to get in. This is what happens.
That's your father. He tells you that, and you accept it. And
no,
that's it.
I love my dad. You know that. But everybody in my family calls me Steffi. It's a little embarrassing.
I call her Steffi.
It's not embarrassing at all.
No, it's just my friends out here will call me Steph or Stephanie, but nobody calls me Steffi. Nobody. But no, Pops, I missed it last night because my TiVo decided to be a jerk, and now there you go. So I didn't even get to see it.
Sam saw it. Sam, you were right on target. The wrong person went.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it's not just me. I mean, you look on the internet, everybody hates the fact that he was let go. Then why didn't anybody vote
for him?
Yeah, well, apparently people did vote, but not for him. Yeah, not enough,
I guess.
That's
what I'm saying. It's like people are complaining about it, and yet did you pick up the phone?
Yeah, I know.
I didn't. But I wasn't watching.
No,
well,
I didn't pick up the phone. Yeah. Some people, it's like you have to wonder who are the people that are voting, you know?
I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I could tell you who's voting for Scotty.
Yeah.
Who? The country people.
My wife, 10 times. And young girls, teenage girls.
That's what I said to Sam.
Oh, that guy is riding that all the way.
Because he's cute and he's like a really nice kid and all these girls are.
He's a really good performer.
Right.
He really is a good performer. When he's on the stage, he basically does a concert. Every time he's up there, the way he moves, the way he looks at the camera, he's just got it all.
Yeah.
And country music's going to benefit. This guy's, he'll be worth millions.
Right. No, he definitely will. And the fact,
I mean, he does sound like a lot of country singers, but at the same time, you know, he is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's young also, which you have to admire, you know, what he's accomplished in such a short life.
Right.
And, but I'm going to miss James. And, you know, I mean, I wasn't really into, into the show the past few weeks, but we decided to tune in last night because they were going for the final three, and you know, and we thought, let's check it out. And I really, really wanted him to. I was sure he's going to win the whole show, the whole contest.
Yeah, you know? I thought he was. I really thought he was. I said it to, who did I say it to? Megan, I think, the other day. I was like, yeah, I think James is going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, he was rocking the place, you know. And Tony, what did you think of Lady Gaga? Did you see how weird she looked, man?
I mean, my gosh.
She keeps on doing herself.
I couldn't take it.
She keeps on doing herself.
You know, I'm pretty, I'm pretty open on the music side as far as the groups I used to listen to in the 70s and the late 60s. But I'll tell you what, she's just in a whole different...
You don't think she's a good performer?
I don't like her at all.
Oh, God.
Yeah. She's not for our generation. You know, that's the thing, man. It's like in the beginning, I sort of resisted her. Mm-hmm. Then I kind of, her songs kind of grew on me.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, now I sort of just respect her for the fact that she's so famous and so popular.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And,
I guess I haven't really listened to her music all that much. But the thing is, and Sam, you know, we both know this. We've been through the Alice Coopers, the Elton Johns, the, you know, even Madonna, who were all performers. They wrote great music. I mean, not even good music, but great music. Yeah. Maybe not Madonna so much, but Madonna had a lot of hits. But, I mean, when Elton John and all these performers, Alice Cooper, that guy used to pack stadiums, and he was had a guillotine, and he had, you know. I mean, and so when you see her, you know, David Bowie is a perfect example. I loved David Bowie when he was doing his
when he was Ziggy Stardust
music. Ziggy Stardust, all that stuff.
Yeah.
He was dressed up. He dressed. They dress alike.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how he dressed. So when she comes around, it's like seen that, heard it. Yeah. I'm not. You know, it's nothing new to me.
Yeah.
So.
No, she's more appealing to the kids and stuff. But man, she's got a following like you wouldn't believe.
Oh God.
Oh, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, the gay men love her. Oh my God.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody seems to love her.
The gay men love
her. But if you're into dance music and stuff, she's pretty cool. You know, I mean, in the beginning, I didn't pay much attention, but the music's not so bad actually.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's bad. I haven't really thrown myself into listening to her stuff.
Right. It's just amazing how with each generation, you know, it's like the older people cannot deal with the younger people's music. You know, it's like you call this music, you know.
Well,
but it was with us as well. You know, our parents looked at us too.
Right.
And, you know, when we were listening to the Beatles and that and going, what the hell is that? You
but
know?
I have to say, Pops, really quick. But I have to say, my dad likes a lot of the music I like.
Mm.
And I like a lot of the music that he likes. Not Alice Cooper so much. I mean, maybe a couple, but I'm not a huge David Bowie fan. But, like, you know, the Beatles, Van Morrison I love, Elton John I love, Genesis, Peter Gabriel. But, you know, anyway, needless to say, like, my dad does like music nowadays, but
I don't like I like dance or electronica, that type of stuff, but I do not like rap.
Right.
I cannot.
I know.
The life of me, I have no idea what that is all about. It's not music. And that's what Jordan Sparks was basically singing yesterday.
Rap?
And it was like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
She wasn't singing. She was rapping.
She wasn't even singing. That's my whole point.
I'm going to have to watch this, and I'm going to see what you're talking about, because I did not see it last night.
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. I'm sure you do.
Obviously, you do, Tony.
Yeah. Hey, and the other thing is, Sam, you disagreed with Sean Penn?
And what?
On 2.5 Men.
Oh, on 2.5 Men? Yes, I did.
you see who they're recruiting now, right?
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, we were going to talk about that, yeah.
Oh, okay,
Ashton,
I'll let you go.
Ashton seems to be confirming this, so.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. Why don't they just do a spinoff? Like, why do they have to still continue the show? Why can't they, you know, spin off from there and then bring somebody in?
Yeah, I think it's the principle. I think they want to show Charlie Sheen here. We can do this without you, you know?
You think?
But, yeah, it's not going to be the same show, but, you know.
I like Ashton Kutcher, but I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. What do you think, Pops?
I actually kind of thought it was a logical choice.
Mm. Better than Hugh Grant?
When I heard his name, I was saying, you know what, that guy would make sense, because he'll do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree with that. I don't know, though, but I have no idea how it's going to... It's better than Hugh Grant, I have to say.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant was like totally a disaster.
Yeah, that was a weird one. Yeah.
I have no idea what that was about.
I still think Sean Penn, and I'll tell you what, you can talk about serious actors and all that stuff, but the fact is, and I told Steffi, I texted that to you about, what's his name?
Who?
The guy who did Dumb and Dumber, Jeff Daniels.
Oh, Jeff Daniels, yeah.
He didn't want to do that because he thought I'm a serious actor. I heard that. He was a serious actor. There's no way I would ever do that. And that guy was absolutely hilarious.
And he was perfect. That's one of my favorite movies.
He was perfect. You couldn't even imagine anybody doing it. And the other thing is, if I'm Sean Penn and someone says, hey, I'll give you $2 million an episode, you don't think a serious actor could get funny real fast?
I'm not saying... Pops, I am a huge Sean Penn... Let's argue, okay? I am a huge Sean Penn fan. He's one of my favorites. I just don't know if I could see him on there. Look, I go see all of his movies. I think he's one of the best actors of our time. I don't know if I could see him. I saw him when he was a guest star on there, and he was hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he was a guest star.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if he could carry it the whole time. But he is a brilliant actor. He can.
Well, he's a good enough actor where he could do comedy. The thing is, I was just thinking about it now. The network's probably thinking, you know what? We just got rid of one troublemaker, now we're going to get another one.
Exactly, because he is. I mean, but
he's a troublemaker.
Yeah, but you know what? He at least shows up and he's professional and, you know. I mean, I love him. I think he's amazing. But he was funny in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Pops.
Yeah, yeah. Well, who knows?
You didn't even see that movie.
No.
No.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of
movies. Oh, Sam hasn't seen it?
No, I've seen it a long time ago, but no. Anyway, Sean Penn, not my cup of tea at any rate, so, but we'll see, you know, we'll see what happens. Tony, thanks so much for calling, my friend.
All right,
have a
great
weekend.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
I'll call you later. Love you. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That guy can talk forever.
Yeah. He loves to talk. That's a good thing. Yeah.
That's where I get it from.
Here, let's play some Lady Gaga in case your dad doesn't know the music.
Here we go, Pops.
Yeah, there you go. Did you ever see this video?
No.
Or the song? Oh,
no.
You gotta see it. When you have a chance, go to YouTube and see it. It's amazing.
Okay, I think that, Pops, I hope you enjoyed that. I can't really see my dad, like, running around the neighborhood listening to Lady Gaga in his earphones. I mean, he listens to a lot of stuff, but I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I am not, to be honest, I am not the biggest fan of her music.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't think she...
Not
think
all her music is great, but like I said, I only discovered it recently, which was funny, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's been around for a couple of years.
For a couple of years. And you're like, who is this new artist?
And then I'm discovering... I mean, I've heard of her, but I didn't really get into her music, you know? And then it came up, so...
I think she's... Hey, I think it's great. She's got a following. She's got a huge career. She's an amazing performer. But I just... I can't really, you know...
Not your cup of tea.
Yeah, not so much. I'm not a big dance person music.
Yeah.
Don't like techno. I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah.
too, I don't, you know, I'm not a raver. I don't go and drop E and then go dance for hours and rave out like that with glow sticks and, you know, what are those pacifiers in my mouth?
Uh-huh.
Because they
I know,
do that.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, I've been to one or two in South Africa, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those were crazy.
Oh, man. I'm sure overseas they're nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I have no interest. I don't really. I can't. I understand that it's such an experience to go and to like drop E and just dance all night, and it's just such a great feeling. I just there is no part of me that wants to dance to that music.
Yeah, I know. I know. I mean, I took some ecstasy too. All I did was drink all the time and pee. Every 5 minutes I had to pee. I swear to you.
Was it though? Like, I heard it's like the best feeling if somebody like touches you.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah,
super...
it is. It okay. is. But you know, I mean, what's the big deal? You know, it's not. Yeah. I mean, I can see where kids would like it, you know, but I wasn't that into it.
I heard
it.
Sex on you is
like,
amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I heard
I
it's incredible.
Know. I don't know. Maybe.
But maybe we should try it, Sam. Maybe we should drop Eve this weekend and then have sex and yeah. see what happens. You have sex with your wife.
I don't
not
even
saying.
Remember the buzz from the ecstasy. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it hit me or not, but like I said, I just had to pee every 5 minutes. and the music was driving me crazy. But
was
we had
it?
A good time. Yeah, we had a good time.
Well, if you're in South Africa, it's, you know.
Yeah. I mean, the venue was amazing, as
was
you
it?
Might imagine, you know. African surroundings and shit like that, you know, a little lake.
Oh my God. And it was outside?
Yeah, outside.
Oh wow.
Yeah, the whole
Did it just go
outside.
On for hours?
Yeah, the whole night. Yeah, and you stayed there and you watched the sunrise and it was amazing.
Wow, yeah. that's cool.
Yeah.
Just the techno music I could, you know.
I know.
I could do without. I don't really care about that music. I don't think it's music really, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you know, I mean, I think adults always have a hard time understanding the kids' music, you know. And
wait, are you calling me an adult?
You're
and
an adult.
Kids? Oh,
you're
come
a friggin'
on.
Adult, whether you like it
come
or not.
Come on. I'm still a kid. Come on. I don't want to be in that category yet where I'm looking at these kids like, what are you listening to these days? Why are you having sex so early? I still want to be the kid. Oh, that sucks.
Wow.
Well, I'm in my 30s, so I guess I have to be, right?
Yeah.
I don't
so
know.
So check this out. I guess Osama bin Laden, they found porn in his in his compound.
Oh my God, I almost
fairly
just
extensive,
fell out of my chair.
A fairly extensive stash of pornography.
Stop it.
Including videos.
What did they say? What kind of porn?
No.
Oh, I'm dying to know what his collection was.
They're saying they don't know if bin Laden himself had acquired it or viewed the material, blah, blah, blah. But obviously he had a say-so in everything there. So
what do you think?
But, I mean, why would they? You know, I mean, they're guys, you know. They need
right.
porn.
Hey, I even like porn and I'm a girl.
Although
but
I'm sure he was
on.
Using Western porn.
I was
going to
say, what kind of porn do you imagine bin Laden watching? I'm very curious as to know what kind of
the
porn.
The same that
liked.
We do, I'm sure.
I don't
know.
I'm wondering if they have, and well, they obviously have different porn there. I mean, but I wonder if he was watching our porn here.
I'm sure he was, yeah.
That's so interesting to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of porn are you going to get in Afghanistan, you know? So you got to go.
Women in burqas, but then you can't see anything. So what's the point of watching porn then? Makes no sense. But I don't know. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I would like to see his collection, I have to say. He had like 17 wives. What the hell? And then he still needs porn?
Yeah. Well, if you saw what they looked like, I think you would blame him.
Wow.
No, but they were interrogating his wives yesterday.
Oh, they
in
were?
In Afghanistan, yeah. Trying to get some information out of them.
And they know nothing, apparently?
I don't know if they know or not. They're not releasing that information.
Oh, my God. How many are left? How many wives? Only one was killed.
I think they were talking about 7 or something. Is it possible? And, you know, I mean, the one that was killed, you know, I mean, you know that they changed the stories a few times. I mean, they're saying now that he was not using a woman as a human shield and he did not have a weapon and all
what?
That stuff.
I don't
you know?
Understand why somebody can't just tell the truth.
Because it's different, you know, versions of people. You know, everybody tells whatever they
I understand,
see
but if
understand,
somebody was there,
you know?
Why don't they just tell the truth? Like, why is it? It's like the game of telephone.
Right.
Have you ever played that?
Yeah.
It really does happen that way.
Yeah, it
like
does.
You're sitting in a circle next to people and somebody says, I just bought a dog.
Yeah.
And the other person hears, I want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. I remember we used to play it all the time as kids.
Yeah.
But come on. Like, if somebody's there, why don't you just tell the truth? Like, why is it all these stories?
Yeah. Well, who knows? Who knows? You know, but I mean, like I said, different people, different versions. Also, you know, when it's early on, the information is not reliable and that sort of thing. But, yeah, they changed the versions a few times.
Oh, my God.
As to what happened there, you know, so...
No wonder why there's conspiracy theorists.
I know.
Seriously. Now I'm starting to think my husband wasn't so crazy. Seriously. I mean, come on. There's so many stories.
Yeah.
You just want to make up one? Okay. We can make up a story. We can start a rumor, right?
Yeah.
It's just amazing to me. I really don't understand any of it. And it makes me mad. I want to know the truth, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know what happened, but whatever. Maybe one of these days.
One of these days we'll find out. Who knows?
All right, Sammy.
Okay, my dear.
Well, I hope you have the best weekend. I'm going to go have a fun day getting hypnotized.
Yes.
I'll tell you guys all
about
it next week.
Just be careful. You'll probably end up being very relaxed and everything after that. You know?
I hope so. Is that how you were?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it really it puts you in a good mood, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So enjoy yourself, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you so much
for
joining
us. Have a good weekend,
guys. Great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.